talking today with Dr. Amy Hagerman at OSU. We wanted to check in with you because you're always so in the know about all of these special programs that our producers can apply for. And we've been going through a little bit of a drought, so we wanted to talk about the Livestock Forage Program. Can you kind of explain to us what that is?
Yeah, so Livestock Forage Program is an emergency program for any producer that's dependent on grazing. So here in the state of Oklahoma, we're mainly talking about our cow-calf producers and some of our background grazing, but for this time of year, pretty much our cow-calf producers in the state. The LFP program is dependent on those drought monitor categories that we're all watching, D2, D3, D4 drought levels. And the level of payment that's offered under the LFP program is based on those drought levels. If anybody's been looking at the maps, we can look out across the state and we've got a lot of counties, not just in the West where we normally see some drought, but in the Northeast and central areas of the state as well.
So if producers are in one of these areas, what do they do or how do they know if they qualify?
So for most producers that have applied for any kind of USDA Farm Service Agency program in the past, they've probably already been contacted by their county FSA office if they're eligible. But anybody can go to the drought assistance page for USDA, fsa.usda.gov, and they'll be able to look at a list of counties and the types of grasses that are eligible in those counties. And that's actually a really important point. Well, 2 points. One is that not every kind of pasture will be eligible for LFP in every county. You can take a county like Cimarron up in the panhandle of Oklahoma, and they have 9 different pasture types that are currently eligible for LFP payments. But you can look at other parts of the state and they may only have 1 or 2 kinds of pasture that are eligible for LFP. Most common in the state, probably no surprise, is going to be the annual crabgrass, the native pasture, and then those warm season improved varieties.
And so if they do qualify, what does that mean to them?
It's really a pretty simple process. So there is a specific payment rate that's associated with how severe the drought is in that county. So they're going to take account of their numbers of cattle in calves under 500 pounds and over 500 pounds. And then they are going to fill out a 1-page application with USDA FSA that will certify their cattle numbers by a specific date that they're going to pay on, but the payment rates are already calculated by USDA. So it's a pretty straightforward process. It's a pretty simple process for producers. And, you know, if you think it might be something that your county would be eligible for, certainly contact your FSA office to see where they're at in the process.
So now if these counties, if you're eligible right now, do these change like depending on how severe the drought gets in the counties?
Yes, they do. That's a great point because as drought expands in certain parts of the state, and certainly we don't want to see that happen, but if it should expand further out into certain parts of the state, more counties could be eligible. Currently, there's 27 counties in Oklahoma that are eligible for at least one type of pasture. That's up from 19 counties just a few weeks ago. So we hope we get rain and that rain actually breaks some of our droughty conditions. But remember, these programs are based on a certain point in time and they actually look back in time a little bit. So it's really critical that if you're starting to see drought in your county, maybe there hasn't been enough time for the program to trigger yet, but it might going forward in the future. Also, if you're in a county that has been blessed enough to get some rain lately, you may be offered LFP program based on drought condition that happened in September, early October.
And if producers are curious about like how they go about filling this out, can they just talk with their local FSA person that can help?
Yeah, absolutely. That's their best source of information because they're going to know exactly what pastures are eligible in that county. They're going to know exactly what next steps need to be made and exactly what the payment rates are.
Now, we've seen a couple of changes, just some slight changes in the CRP program. So tell us a little bit about that.
So another one of those things that is associated with drought and associated with our need for pasture under droughty conditions is the emergency haying and grazing provision for the Conservation Reserve Program land, the CRP land. So as of October 1, which is the latest date that we have some information for CRP emergency grazing and haying, we did have counties in Oklahoma, some of those most severely hit D3, D4 kind of counties, where if you have land in CRP and you have cattle and you'd like to actually do some emergency grazing on your CRP land, you can talk to your local FSA office. Now that's really important. The first step there is talk to your local FSA office, because there are some steps you need to go through to get that approval. First, to make sure your county is eligible for that, but then also just to make sure that you've met all of the requirements to do that emergency grazing. And we are outside of that critical nesting season for CRP land where they don't allow grazing. So that would be an option for some people that had CRP ground.
Well, all of these programs are so important, and I feel like sometimes producers miss some of them. So what's the easiest way to like keep yourself up to date with things that you could be applying for that may really, really assist you later on?
So all of our county offices in Oklahoma for USDA, FSA have a listserv you can sign up for. Well, they'll send you a text with critical alerts. It's a great way to just very quickly find out what the latest program is that's open or when a deadline is coming up. So I think that's probably the easiest way to get the most up-to-date information. And then also the farmers.gov website is really a good one that has news press releases, just the latest information on what programs are available. Just recently, for example, they sent out a release saying that they were going to expand a program called Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish, but it goes by the acronym ELAP, that they would actually, in some cases, help pay for transportation of hay that you have to bring in because of pasture conditions, drought-driven pasture conditions. And so you'll get alerts like that whenever you sign up for some of these listservs.
And that's super cool because that's instant, right? It just comes right to your phone and then you know, hey, I got to go check on this.
Yeah, exactly. And if it doesn't apply to you, you can just move on.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Hageman, thank you so much for always keeping our producers in the know.
All right. Thank you.